strong in our own will or be strong in God's way. And he tells us to put on the whole armor of God that we're able to deal with the devil's evil schemes. The same for the first day. Don't worry about the scriptures. Let's go to the thing. You guys did it right, but I've got them here. Go to the saying there. There we go. Of two, only one is true. Of the two kingdoms, only one is true. We've been talking about Jesus. These songs, I really love them. If you've really been listening to them, they're totally scripture-based. John 14:6, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. And so, it's not just for the kids, guys. It's the fact that we're dealing with two kingdoms. If we don't realize that, then we're kind of being fooled. And so that was our first day, or the first 2 days. And then we talked about, we have to decide your side. Talked about the belt. And we have to put that on. And I know kids aren't the age where they need to wear a belt, but us older guys realize the importance of a belt or not having a belt. But when we talk about armor or things, the belt is the core that everything else goes on. And we talked about the fact of our kids are having to deal with the fact that nobody believes in absolute truth anymore. In the sense of if you just go out. I believe in it. I know a lot of you do. But we need to realize the society we're dealing with starts with, well, what's true for you may be true for you, but not for me. And we talked to the kids that there is absolute truth. We talked about gravity. And if you don't believe it's absolute truth, then you go on the roof first and jump off if you don't believe in gravity, and we'll see what happens. And I want you to understand, in life, regardless of whether you believe in God or not, there are absolute truths. And so, if Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, either he's a liar, a lunatic, or he told the truth. And so we have to choose to put on the belt of truth. And from that, everything else in our life hangs off of that. And so, anyway, so we have to decide a side. And so the next saying was this, do right in God's sight. Now all the scripture is here in Ephesians chapter 6. I'm not trying to ignore that, but we see the armor of God, that we're in a struggle between flesh, not between flesh and blood, but the rulers of this present darkness, and that we're put on the armor of God, and it starts with the belt of truth, and then we continue that we've got to do what right in God's sight. Now, I didn't realize that it was such a big deal, but we talked about we have to choose the truth, that we're going to choose Christ. We've got to choose him to save us, and we're going to talk about that here in a moment. And if we choose Christ to save us, then guess what? He makes us right with God. He makes us righteous. Talk about it in a minute, but the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And he talks about that in Romans. None of us are good enough. I can't be good enough. But we need Jesus, who came and he lived a life that we couldn't. He was tempted in all ways, yet he did not sin. He died, was buried, and rose again so we can have victory if we choose to put his truth on and let him save us. And when we let him save us, then we put on the plate of rice and fish, kids?
No, righteousness. No,
the breastplate of righteousness. And I didn't realize it was such a big deal, but I'm a chaplain with the Christian County Sheriff's Department, and I kept forgetting to bring my bulletproof vest, and they wanted to see the bulletproof vest. And some of the things that the kids know kind of scare me, okay, because we talked about vital organs and stuff like that, and they knew what they were. And we're like, why do you think God puts a breastplate of righteousness on this area and not this area? Because of the fact, guys, your heart is the core of what you are. That's where you make your real decisions when nobody's around. And that's where the devil is going to attack you the most is, oh, you're not good enough. Guess what? You're never going to be good enough, but Jesus is. And if you choose his salvation, you're right with God, and he protects your heart. And if your heart is protected and you know that you're right with God, then the next thing we talked about was putting on the shoes of peace. Now, we don't put on shoes. It's kind of interesting when we ask the kids, what do you put on first? We skipped over underwear. It's like after all that stuff, what do you put on first? And some of them were weird because it was mainly adults, who I'm picking on, but they put their socks on. So anyway, most of them put the pants, whatever. But there's a point when you go outside, if you're raised not, too hillbillyish, and it's fun to go barefoot, that you put those shoes on. You don't put shoes on to just kind of hang around the house or to sit still. Because when I'm at home, if I'm sitting, I like my shoes off. But you put the shoes on to go. And the Bible says to go into all the world, Matthew, and to preach the gospel. I want you to understand what's happened. You've chosen the kingdom. You've chosen the truth. Put the belt on. You're right with God. And then you put the shoes of peace. I don't know about you, but if you live long enough, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome this world, and I give you my peace. This world and Satan, we'll get into a moment, in a moment, he will attack you and try to still kill and destroy you. You may be saved, but he'll try to destroy your witness and different things about your life. And God is greater than Satan. We don't need to fear him. We need to fear God and trust God. But we put those shoes of peace on that regardless of what's going on around us, we know that we are at peace with God. And so after we put those shoes on, we have to, our next thing is we have to learn to discern. We talk about learning to discern, and that is the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. Interesting, we talked about, discern is a big word for kids. You know, I don't feel like they use it in their normal language every day. So we had to use the example of milk. And some of you will just go off the date. And I know if we were in an apocalypse type situation, you probably drink milk past its date. There's other ways to figure out if milk has gone bad. I learned some new ways that I didn't know. But we talked about, how do I discern if this milk has gone bad? Chunky is probably a good discern that that's gone bad. Didn't realize the circle on the milk thing. If it's popped out, that's a good way to realize that it's bad. My wife says you got to pour it in a cup. You can't smell the top because that's where the milk collects anyway, so it's going to be sour. So anyway, so we talk about taste, and we talk about the fact of discerning. Okay? Shield of faith. So you go out. You're saved. You're right with God. You're at peace with God. He wants you to go tell other people so that they can become right with God and have peace with God. And guess what? We talked about the D-darts. The fiery darts of doubt, division, discouragement, keep going. And he's going to aim at us. And if we try to defend these things on our own, we are going to get taken down. But the shield of faith. We talked about trust. And we're having faith that regardless of what's being thrown at us, God can protect us. It doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen to us. We're in a broken world. But we're talking about eternally. That's where the helmet of salvation, regardless of what happens to us here, if we've accepted the truth, we've been made right with God, we go out in peace, we can deflect those fiery darts and know that we're saved. And that is awesome. But we have to learn to discern. Is this from God? And that brings the next thing that we talked about. We've got to train our brain, and that's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Everybody here has some kind of discipline that they're learning or they've learned, whether it's sports, whether it's their job, whether it's hunting, fishing, whatever you're into, you have to learn some disciplines. And then also, if you don't keep up on those, it starts to dissipate. And that is the Word of God, is the sword. Man does not live by bread alone, Jesus said, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And Psalms 119:9, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to God's word. We have got to be in the word. That means you need to learn it, listen to it, read it, memorize it. I talked to the kids and told them, normally in most of my Bibles, I guess I don't have it in this one, but in most of my Bibles, I have the verses that I've learned written in the back. And I have them marked, and it's not to show off. And I didn't learn them because I'm a minister. I learned them because I was going through something in my life, and I needed to know what God's word said. So when Satan attacks and I'm trusting God, maybe I need to parry with the Word of God. Because Jesus, and we see, it was tempted in all ways and didn't sin. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. He's hungry, he's tired, he's thirsty. He's God, fully man. Satan comes to him and tempts him. And here's what Satan's going to do to everybody here. He did to Adam and Eve. He did it to Jesus. He will do it to us. Did God really say that? How are you going to know if you're not into his word? And I don't mean this in a bad way. There's enough of his word on your phones, your tablets. There are too many ways to easily learn the word, regardless of we all learn differently. We need to start. And we need to train. And it starts with most of your Bibles have a topic in the back. And if you're dealing with doubt, there'll be several verses. And you learn that so that when you're attacked, because that was Jesus that said in Matthew 4:4, Jesus answered and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so you've got to train your brain, and you've got to fight with the sword. And then the last part in Ephesians 6:18 talks about let's pray all the time, especially for each other. And so you put on the armor. You're saved by God. You go out to tell others in peace. You have the shield of faith, trusting God. And then you continue with the helmet of salvation, knowing that you're saved. And you learn and train on the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And then praying, giving that to God. You know, you can do all of that. And if you don't use it, if you don't apply it to your life, then all it is knowledge. We've been talking to the kids this week. I sent them home with something. And guys, I want to be really careful about kids. I'd rather they ask more questions. I know we could manipulate everything, and every kid wants to be with Jesus. And you know, until they figure that out and understand their sinfulness and their need for God, they're okay with God. But when they realize that, they have a decision to make. And I'd rather you parents and grandparents that we help you with that. But I want to share, we talked to the kids about, we had a chest that had all the armor of God on it. And we talked about the fact of, we've heard the ABCs is a little bit different, but to admit that you're a sinner. Sin is anything that goes against God. We don't have to rob banks. I didn't think most of the kids would rob a convenience store that came to VBS. But, you know, the thing about it is nobody teaches us how to sin. We're born into sin. So I may teach us to do better. But the first thing is this, that we admit that we're a sinner, that we have not measured up to God's standard. And after we admit that we believe in Jesus Christ. Now, the demons believe in Jesus Christ, but that's not going to do them any good. We'll talk about that in a minute. You need to believe that, you know, like I said, that he lived, that he came, that he was fully God and fully man, that he died for our sins, that he was buried for our sins, that he rose from the dead, and that you can trust him that he can save you and do what he says. And then the last part we talked about, we would open the chest, and the fact that the chest was there, it's like a present, and it has their name on it. How many of your kids, if they see a present with their name on it, are just going to sit there forever and never open it? Yeah, right. But most of the time, everybody knows they need to admit, they need to know, they need to believe, they all these things. My job is to deliver the mail. I can't save you. You have to choose. There is a present for each one from God, his son, and you have to choose if you're going to open that. And the final thing is let him rescue you, let him receive what he has done for you. I can't do it myself. Now, for some of them today, what we're going to do, here's how the invitation is going to be. We're going to be eating afterwards. I'm going to be around. Those that want to talk to me right after here, it would be great. If you're an adult and you want to receive this gift and you understand that, I encourage you to do that today. Or if you need help with your child, to talk about it further, we've got stuff that can help you, because we want them to truly understand, and when they're ready, they're ready. But this is what it's about. Armor of God's great, but you can't put that on without being right with God. And when you do that, the kids that have done that, the adults that have done that, you need to keep that on all the time. We talk about the Mandalorian, and those of you who are cool get it, but the Mandalorians, they never take their armor off, and they never take their helmet off. If they do any of that, or they don't take it off in front of other people. But that's a stupid show, fun show. But what do you think about the armor of God? Probably a good thing that we need to learn, and we need to put on, and we need to trust God. I'm going to pray, and if that's something you want to do, you can pray with me, but talk to me afterwards, or if we need to help you any way, we'd love to help you. Lord, I thank you for everyone here. I thank you for these parents that have trusted us this week to help their kids learn more about you. I pray for kids that are ready, dear Lord, that they'll make that decision today. I pray for adults that they'll make that decision today. I pray for those that have questions that they will make those steps towards knowing more. But dear Lord, we know that everything in you is yes. And so, dear Lord, if they're ready, they can just say, God, I'm a sinner. I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe that you died for me. I receive this gift. I ask that you forgive me, and I make you Savior, and I want to follow you as Lord. In your name, Jesus. And so I pray, if there's anyone done that,